Before he was pope, before he was a cardinal, Father Joseph Ratzinger taught theology in his native Germany. One of his students in the early 1970s was a young Jesuit named Joseph Fessio. Father Fessio is now the provost of Ave Maria University in Naples, Florida, and the founder of Ignatius Press. He remembers the new pope as a brilliant professor.
He was a very highly regarded theologian. He had many doctoral students. He was known for his genuine humility, his intelligence, his brilliance. And he drew students from all around the world to come study under him, and I was one of them.
What was he like as a teacher?
He was very good, better even as a seminar leader, because he is a great listener. He'd listen to these students, you know, giving their papers, and he'd, you know, just be very patient, listen. At the end of the couple of hours, he would sum it all up in one or two German sentences, and it was glorious. I mean, he's a tremendous, tremendous listener.
You've also published then-Cardinal Ratzinger's books in English, The Ratzinger Report. What would we find if we looked through those books?
The Ratzinger Report is very interesting because in 1986 he did that, and that was a response to journalists asking questions about what he thought the church needed and what things had to be addressed and so on. And so he basically talked about all the burning issues of the church, which haven't changed very much. So he gave his view, and I think it's going to be a Magna Carta, you know, for his papacy.
Now, when you talk about his view, how would you describe that view of the Catholic Church and how it might differ from other thinkers inside the Church?
I would say that there's no difference between him and John Paul II. That's why they work so closely together. That's why John Paul II, as Pope, brought Ratzinger to Rome in 1981, and Ratzinger stayed there for 24 years, the longest of any prefect of a congregation. And what he did was help the Holy Father to proclaim the truth and make sure the truth was not adulterated or eroded.
What about his role as the prefect for the Congregation for the Doctrine and the Faith, essentially the enforcer of Catholic doctrine, the successor to the Inquisition? He's known for having suppressed or silenced the thinking of some dissident theologians. What about that?
Well, you see, the Catholic religion is a message which we believe God has given us. We didn't construct it. It's about God and the world and ourselves, which we never could have invented on our own. So there's an essential continuity in Catholicism, which every pope, by his very office, is bound to preserve and continue. So yes, he did silence some theologians, very few. He always gave them a good hearing. He read their works. He listened to them. It was always very fair.
Within that doctrine, though, do you think then-Cardinal Ratzinger, now Pope Benedict XVI, would see room for modes of interpretation?
Well, there's always room for interpretation, but that's why Christ gave us the apostles and the pope to be the leaders of interpretation. Jesus said to his apostles, "He who hears you hears me." And that's one of the glories of the Catholic Church, that we not only have sacred scripture, which is God's word, you know, addressed to us, but we have a living teaching authority to help us interpret it.
The new pope is known for his striking intellect. What about his spiritual side, his personal faith?
Well, the wonderful thing about this, Melissa, is if you ask him, he'll tell you like a little child. He has a simplicity of a child, the transparency of a young person. And I was there in a room when a bunch of seminarians asked him, "Well, how do you pray?" And he just described, you know, how he loved the liturgy and what his private prayer was like. He's a deeply, deeply spiritual man. He was born in the morning of Holy Saturday in 1927, and his mother, pious as she was, took him to the church on the Easter Vigil that night. He was baptized. So he believes that he was really born right into the Paschal mystery.
Father Fessio, were you surprised that this decision came as quickly as it did?
It's always a surprise when the Pope is named. But this time, the biggest surprise was that it was expected. I mean, it was clear that Ratzinger was the one who had the natural and supernatural talents to become Pope. And, you know, I think 4 or 5 ballots was enough for that to show itself.
And when the new Pope stepped out on that balcony, as someone who knows him well and has over the years, how did you react?
Well, Melissa, I'm an Italian, okay? I wept for joy for the Church and for the world. This is a gift. This is a glorious gift.
Father Fessio, thanks very much for talking with us.
Sure.
Father Joseph Fessio, Provost of Ave Maria University in Naples, Florida.